कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। So this is the last verse of this chapter, 13th chapter, the appearance of Lord Varahadev, and very nice ending of the chapter where the whole process of devotional service, which begins with Shravanam, is glorified. So this verse says, Konama Trupyet, Konama Loke Purushartha Saravit, पुरा कथानां भगवत कथा सुधाम अपीय कर्णांजलिभिर् भवापहम अहो विरज्येत विरानरेतरम। सो दिस भगवत कथा सुधाम द नेक्टर ऑफ द टॉपिक्स ऑफ कृष्णा अपीय व्हेन दे आर ड्रंक बाय द पर्सन कर्णांजलिभिर् थ्रू हिज इयर्स। सो यू मेक योर हैंड्स लाइक कप एंड देन ड्रिंक थ्रू योर माउथ, दैट इज अ रेगुलर प्रोसीजर। बट हियर that anjali is used to drink through ears, karnanjali bhir, and what is the effect of it? Bhavapaham, bhavapaham, the material existence is diminished. Aho virajyeta vinanaretaram, who does not take interest in such glorification of Krishna katha, that is katha sudham, constant flow of nectar. So who, if a person is not taking interest in such Krishna katha, then he is naretaram, nara itaram, not human being. Nara is human being, Naretaram is one who is a non-human. Only he can reject the Bhagavad Katha Sudham. So something of the similar theme, another verse in the third canto, where Maitreya Muni speaks to Vidura, that the Krishna Katha is the highest gain of the human being. Ekanta labham vachaso anupumsam sushloka mauler gunavadamahu श्रुतेश्च विद्वद्भिरुपात्कृतायां कथासुधायां उपसंप्रयोगम् एकांतलाभम्। द वन एंड ओनली परफेक्शनल गेन फॉर वचसोनु पुंसाम, पुंसा ऑफ द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स, द एंटायर ह्यूमैनिटी इज टू एंगेज इन द डिस्कशंस ऑफ कृष्ण। सुश्लोक मौलेर गुणवादम आहु, गुणवादम टू डिस्कस अबाउट द क्वालिटीज ऑफ एंड ग्लोरीज ऑफ सुश्लोक मौलेर। Krishna, pious actor, is the one and only perfectional gain of a human being. Shrutescha vidvadbhirupakritayam kathasudhayam upasamprayogam. And all the great learned sages have nicely gathered all those glories and documented them in the form of books for the Kali Yuga people to follow. Right? So this is the highest perfectional gain, ekantalabham. So several verses in Srimad Bhagavatam and many devotees who are glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, the speakers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Sukadeva Goswami, Sota Goswami, or Maitreya Muni, they are often presenting this whole activity of glorifying Krishna and his activities. He is such an obvious and non-negotiable activity for the human being. You just can't skip this. There is absolutely no means of deliverance for the human being if you skip this activity. So, I mean, who will not take interest in Krishna Katha? Means it's so obvious. Everyone has to take interest in Krishna Katha. So that is with such conviction, they are presenting their opinion about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very obvious that a human being has to take interest in Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone says, I have no interest in Krishna Katha, is there any other way of getting out of this material world? No. So all these beautiful verses by different speakers of Bhagavatam are presenting this in a very confident way and in a very convincing way. Like that. One more verse in the first canto comes. Yadanudhyasina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya ko nakuryat katharatim. Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam. Just by remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karma granthi nibandhanam. When someone engages in fruitive activity karma, then there is a tight knot which is bound. So chindanti kovidastasya, that knot is simply cut by great learned men just by dint of their remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that remembrance is possible by hearing the glories of Krishna. So ko nakuryat katharatim. If that is the case, who will not take interest in Krishna Katha? Question mark. This verse is a question mark. Right? If this is the effect of Krishna Katha, why can't you take interest in Krishna Katha? Like that. And even after entering this field of hearing, Shravanam, one will not be satisfied. Another, in the form of questions, they are glorifying the process of Krishna Katha. Kastrupniya tirtha pado abhidanat satreshu vasu ribhiridyavanat yah karnanadim purushasya yato bhavapradam geharatim chinati. Kastrupniyat. Who will be satisfied? Which is the human being? Where is that human being who will be sufficiently satisfied? Kastrupniyat tirtha pado abhidanat satreshu vasu ribhiridyavanat. By hearing the talks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who will get satisfaction? Means, how much ever he hears, he will not be satisfied. He wants to hear more and more and more. Krishna Katha gives you satisfaction in the sense that you don't need anything else other than Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha doesn't give you satisfaction, means, how much ever you hear, you want to hear more. Right? So Krishna Katha satisfies you and it does not satisfy you also. Like that. So who will be satisfied just by hearing little bit? You have to hear more. That is another convincing statement which is made with conviction. Another statement. Ko nama trupyet rasavit kathayam mahattamaikanta parayanasya nantam gunana magunasya jagmur yogeshwaraye bhavapadma mukhya. Ko nama trupyet rasavit kathayam. Rasavit. If someone is who is expert in relishing the mellows, spiritual mellows, then he will not be satisfied by kathayam, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? He wants to hear more and more. Na antam gunanam. There is no end to the glorious qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I want to hear more and more. So he will not be satisfied by hearing little bit. So all the verses are presenting this conviction that this is so obvious. Aho virajyeta vina naretaram. Only a person who is not a human being will not take interest in Krishna Katha. So if he is a human being, he has to take interest in Krishna Katha. The purpose of his being a human being is fulfilled by taking interest in Krishna Katha. So this is what the message that is given by all these beautiful verses. One more verse comes. Arthendriya rama sagosh chatrishnaya tat sammatanam aparigraheena cha viviktarucya paritosha atmani vinagaher guna piyusha panat artha indriya arama. Aram means gratification, right? Through indriya, by sense gratification, and artha, by money. So there are some people who are just after sense gratification and making money. Sagoshya atrishnaya. One will make spiritual advancement by giving up the association of people who are attached to sense gratification and making money. Right? Second. Tat sammatanam aparigraheena cha. And there are some other people who approve this. Yes, the purpose of life is to do sense gratification and making money. There are some people who approve this. So one should give up such association also. One should give up the association of people who approve sense gratification also. not only those who do sense gratification and make money. Then, what to do? You have to give up that bad association. So what is the positive activity that is suggested? Vivikta ruchya paritosha atmani vina harer guna piyusha panat. You have to develop detachment. Vivikta ruchya. You have to develop detachment from sense gratification and paritosha atmani vina harer guna piyusha panat. Without drinking the nectar of the glories of Krishna, you just cannot live. You should mold your life in such a way that you can't live without hearing Krishna Katha. That is the suggestion given by this verse. Paritosha atmani vina harer guna piyusha panat. I just can't live without hearing Krishna Katha. I just can't live without glorifying Krishna. Okay, I just can't live without reading Srimad Bhagavatam. If one is in that mode, right, then his human life is successful. Right, so that's how this beautiful verse is also telling us. If one is not in that consciousness, then as this verse is saying, Aho virajyeta vina naretaram. Naretaram, he is not a human being. Non-hearer is a non-human. That's what this verse is saying. And his destination is hell. Bile batorukrama vikramanye nasrinvata karna pute narasya. Bile. Bile is the snake hole. Okay, it's like a bill. Bile bato urukrama vikramanye. So Supreme Lord is called Urukrama because he is performing such miraculous activities. Urukrama vikramanye. If you don't hear the glories of person, Supreme Lord, who is performing glorious activities, miraculous activities, marvelous activities, then your ear is as good as a snake hole. Bile bato urukrama vikramanye. Na srinvata karnapute narasya. His karnaputa, his ear holes are like snake holes. Then, jihvasati dar durikyeva suta nachopa gayat urugaya gatha. Another name of Supreme Lord is Urugaya. Urugaya is, his glories are worth singing. Right? If you don't sing the glories of Krishna, which are the only things that are worth singing or worth speaking about, then jihva asati, that jihva, that tongue, becomes very unchaste. Dar durikyeva suta. It's like mendak. Frog. That tongue is like frog's tongue. So another description which is given here is someone who is hearing is fulfilling the mission of his human life. Someone who is not hearing or not speaking about Krishna Katha is as good as an animal. His ears are like snake holes. His tongue is like frog's tongue. Then Yamraj says, right? And he will go to hell also. If one does not have any interest in Krishna Katha, glories of Krishna, if he says, I have nothing to do with this glorification of Krishna business, then he will be destined to be taken by Yamadutas. Yamaraj's personal order to Yamadutas. Jihvana vakti bhagavan gunanamadheyam chetaschana smarati tacharanara vindam krishnayano namati yachira ekadapi Tanana Vadhyamasato Krita Vishnu Krityan. Jihvana Vakti Bhagavan Gunanamadheyam. Bhagavan Gunanamadheyam. If someone does not glorify with his tongue Lord's activities and qualities, Jihvana Vakti. So that is one category of people. If he is not glorifying, then Chetaschana Smarati Tat Charanaravindam. With his Chetan, with his consciousness, with his heart, he is not remembering the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, Charanaravindam. Then Krishnayano namati yat chira ekadapi. Not even once if he doesn't offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord, right? Tanana vadhyam. You just bring all those fellows to me. Yamaraj says. Okay, Yamaraj orders the Yamadutas. Bring all those people. Asato krita Vishnu krityan. They have not done any activities that are in connection with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then such people are destined to go to hell. Right? And if one does not glorify Krishna, his voice or his power of speech will remain unchaste. Tathapi kirtayam yanga yathamati yathashrutam kirtim harem swam satkartum giram anyabhida asatim. So one may not have the ability to glorify Krishna in a complete sense, that he may not be knowing everything completely about Krishna. That is not possible also. Even Krishna does not know completely his glories, okay, what a human being knows. So, but still, whatever he knows, he can glorify. He should glorify. If he is not glorifying Krishna with his power of speech will become unchaste. Giram anya abhida asatim. Right? So if one is a servant of certain master, a particular master, and if he is not glorifying him, and if he is glorifying someone else, he is like an unchaste master, unchaste servant. Right? So a chaste servant of a glorious master has to glorify that master, has to be loyal to the master. So that is what he suggested. And one more nice purport point, the point that Prabhupada is making in this purport is, there are many books of stories and histories in the world, but except for the histories or narrations on the topics of personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of material pangs. Right? So, this reminds me of the first canto popular verses, Nayadvates Chitra, Padam Harer Yaso, Jagat Pavitram Praganita Karhichit, Tadvayasam Tirtha Mushanti Manasah, Nayatra Hamsa Niraman Usikshaya. So, those words which are not describing the glories of the Supreme Lord, who can sanctify the whole universe, Jagat Pavitram Praganita Karhichit, such words which are not describing the Supreme Lord are Vayasam Tirtham. They are like places of pilgrimage for the crows. Right? Great saintly persons will not take interest in them. Devotees don't take interest in that literature which does not glorify Krishna. Then, that literature which does not glorify Krishna becomes a pilgrimage place for the crows. And that those words which are glorifying Krishna becomes a pilgrimage place for the soul, not for crows. So many times Lord's glories are described as Tirtha. Kirtaya Tirtha Kirte. So they are described as Tirtha. Tirtha is a place of pilgrimage. So this place of pilgrimage, visiting that pilgrimage place or taking darshans in that Tirtha or taking holy baths in that Tirtha will purify one of his sinful contamination. That is a popular glory of a Tirtha. But Supreme Personality of Godhead's glories are considered a better Tirtha than this Tirtha in this world. Means the places of pilgrimage are holy, but Lord's glories are holier than the places of pilgrimage, and they are also compared to holy. They are also compared to holy places or Tirthas. Why? One can dump his material sins when he goes to a place of pilgrimage and takes bath there. But the sinful mentality is not removed. But when one hears Krishna Katha, when he chants the glories of Krishna or names of Krishna, the sinful mentality is removed. Right? So, because holy place purifies one person, and Lord's glories are also purifying another person, that's why this is also called Tirtha. But the purifying effect of Lord's glories is much more compared to visiting a holy place. Like that. Tadvag visargo janatagha viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhyavatyapi. Even if such glorification of Krishna is not composed in a perfect sense, if they are not according to the meter or some other poetic way, still they were effective. Right? Naman anantasya yashonkitanyat srinvanti gayanti ghrananti sadhavaha. Great devotees will take pleasure in them. The previous verse says, devotees don't take pleasure in mundane literatures which do not glorify Krishna. Here, devotees take pleasure in the literatures which are glorifying Krishna. Means, anything, any book has to be approved by a devotee. Right? These two verses are revealing another important point, that the approval of saintly persons is given importance in both cases. So, a literature becomes glorious or useless only based on the acceptance of a pure devotee. If a pure devotee accepts it, then it becomes glorious. If he doesn't accept it, it becomes useless. Like that. So what is the glory of such devotional scriptures in comparison to other literatures? Prabhupada is nicely pointing out in this purport, today's purport. None are capable of diminishing the burden of material pangs. So the burden of material pangs is diminished by Krishna Katha. Right, but other literatures cannot have that such a purifying effect. So every conditioned soul is suffering the threefold miseries, right? And he is looking forward for a relief, right? He is in material pangs, he wants a relief from those material pangs. So Srimad Bhagavatam informs us the reason for his misery and the remedy for his misery also. Etadhi atura cittanam matra sparshe chayamuhu bhavasindhu plavo drashto haricharyanu varnanam. Etadhi atura cittanam, in the material world, the conditioned soul, is atura cittanam, he is constantly in miseries. Right? What is the reason for his constant misery? Matra sparshe chayamuhu. His icha, his desire is to bring his senses in contact with the sense objects. He is constantly endeavoring to bring his senses in contact with sense objects, and that is giving him misery. Right? He is not getting pleasure. Even if he is getting pleasure, that is temporary. Right? He is constantly in misery, constantly in search of happiness. So, how to come out of this? Bhavasindhu plavo drashto haricharyanu varnanam. So, bhavasindhu, this kind of, and these miseries are compared to an ocean. So, to cross over this material ocean of miseries, which are caused by desire for sense gratification, haricharyanu varnanam, the glorification of Krishna, is the solution. Right? Bhavasindhu plavo drashto, it acts like a boat that takes you from this shore of the ocean to that shore, okay, to the spiritual world, like that. That is what Bhagavatam is saying. Therefore, one who is serious about eliminating material existence must chant and hear the transcendental activities of personality of Godhead. Prabhupada is speaking in today's purport. Otherwise, one must be compared to non-humans, like that. And Bhagavatam also says that in this material world, a conditioned soul's life is diminished day by day. As the sun is rising and setting, one day of his duration of life is reduced. But for a devotee who is engaged in Krishna Katha, his life is not technically getting diminished. Apparently, his body may become old, right? But he is relishing the newer angles and aspects of Krishna Katha and his personality and his qualities, and he is relishing. Right? There is no diminution in his life, right? And he is not on the material platform if he is taking actually such pleasure in Krishna Katha. Ayur harati vaipumsam udyannastam chayannasau tasyarte yat kshanonita uttamasloka vartaya. And such a person, even when he is leaving his body, he is not in confusion. He has no misconceptions. Na uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat katham ritam syat sambhramanta kalepi smaratam tat padam bhujam. Na uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat katham ritam. When a person is completely dedicating his life and activities just for glorification of Krishna, uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamritam, his nectar of his topics, if he's just relishing every moment of his life, then syat sambhramo antakalepi. Even at antakala, at the time of death, at the time of leaving his body also, he has no misconceptions. So when somebody is leaving his body, when he's at the time of death, his senses cannot function properly. Right? He is in a totally bewildered state. His mind cannot function properly. His intelligence cannot work properly. So even in such a disgusted and such a bewildering state of existence also, he has no confusions. You see, Prabhupada translating Srimad Bhagavatam on the deathbed. What else is a proof? Someone who has dedicated his life for glorification of Krishna will not have any confusions or misconceptions or bewilderment at the time of death also. So, syat sambhramonta kalepi smaratam tatpadambujam. So what he will be doing is just remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. Smaratam tatpadambujam, even at the time of death. Even when his senses and whole existence is not functioning in a proper way, in a normal way. Like that. Then Bhagavatam also says that hearing Krishna Katha will remove one's soka, moha, bhaya. Yasyam vaisruyamananam Krishne paramapurushe bhaktirutpadyate pumsam soka moha bhayapaha. So everyone is absorbed in lamentation, illusion and fear. That is the nature of this material world. But soka moha bhaya apaha, so that will be diminished, that will be made zero. And not only that, it doesn't stop at that point. Bhagavatam doesn't stop at just nullifying your soka moha and bhaya. It also gives Krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate. It will develop bhakti in the person who is hearing. So Sukadeva or Chakvartipat says that Bhagavatam produces prema. The bhakti which is mentioned in this verse, bhakti rutpadyate pumsam, that bhakti is referring to prema, love of Godhead, right? So simply by hearing Krishna Katha, simply by hearing Bhagavatam, prema arises. So if hearing has that effect, what to speak of greater effect if one engages someone else in hearing? So hearing is glorious, and making others hear is even more glorious than, even more glorious than that is speaking, and more than that is engaging others in speaking. Right? Hearing is effective, and making others hear is more effective than speaking is even more effective, and making others speak is even more effective, most effective. So that's what Chakravartipal says. If that is the case, who will not hear? Who will not speak? The glories of Krishna. Prabhupada, in this purport, he is saying, devotional service is the highest goal of life for every human being. And such devotional service begins with hearing. Right? Devotional, the beginning of devotional service is hearing. So, hearing makes one accept the process of devotional service. Right? Someone entered this process of devotional service means he must have heard from some devotee. Like that. Another beautiful verse by Brahmaji. Etutvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham jighranti karna vivarai shrutivata neetam bhaktyagrihita charana paraya chatesham napaishinata hrudayam buruhatsva pumsam etutvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham jighranti. So a devotee or a person who is tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham, he can smell the aroma of the lotus feet of Krishna. Etu tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham jighranti. Through what? Karna vivaraihi. Through his ears he would smell. Right? Not with nose. Through his ears he will smell the aroma of the lotus feet of Krishna. And how is that happening? How is the smelling process is happening through the medium of ear? Srutivata neetam. The Vedic sound is being carried, the air of Vedic sound is carrying the aroma and entering the holes. Vedic sound is carrying the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, and it is entering the ears of the person, not the nose. Right? That's how he is smelling through his ear. Right? Such people will accept devotional service. Bhaktya grihita, such persons who are hearing through their ears, are smelling the lotus feet of the Lord through their ears, they can bhaktya grihita charana. They can accept the process of bhakti, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come and stay in their hearts. So devotional service will begin with hearing, and that hearing process sustains one's devotional service. To begin the process of devotional service, one has to hear, and to sustain in the process of devotional service, one has to hear, and even if one perfects his devotional service, he has to hear. He has to continue to hear the glories of Krishna or sing about the glories of Krishna. All right? So hearing gives constant darshan of the Supreme Lord in the heart in one's most desirable form. Right? Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja asse srutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam yadyadhyata urugaya vibhavayanti tattat vapuh pranayase sadanugrahaya. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. If one's is 100% engaged in devotional service on the lotus of his heart, right? As say, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on his lotus and lotus heart. And again, performing devotional service is attributed by this quality. Srutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam. Sruta ikshita. Now, earlier we saw that ears are playing the role of mouth, which is drinking the nectar of Krishna. In the previous verse we saw, ears are acting as nose, smelling the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. And here it is compared to ears are eyes. Srutekshita, one sees through eyes. But no, one has to see through ears. Srutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam. So the path of devotional service is seeing through one's ears, seeing through the understanding that one achieves by hearing the Krishna Katha, like that. Srutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam. If one performs devotional service by the medium, by this process of Srutekshita, by hearing about the Supreme Lord, then the Lord will come and stay in the hearts of that person in the most desirable form of that devotee. यद्यद्ध्यात उरुगाय विभावयन्ति तत्तत्वपुः प्रणयसे सदनुग्रहाय विथ ग्रेट अनुग्रह विथ ग्रेट मर्सी द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विल गिव हिम कॉन्स्टेंट दर्शन इन हिज हार्ट इन द फॉर्म दैट ही लाइक्स राम कृष्ण वराह हुएवर इज द फॉर्म लाइक दैट एंड द प्रोसेस ऑफ हीरिंग दैट द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस दैट बिगिन्स विथ हीरिंग will eventually take you to the most confidential and unadulterated realms of devotional service. It will eventually make you a pure devotee. Madguna sruti matrena mahi sarva guhasaye manogati ravichinna yatha gangamba sombuto. Madguna sruti matrena, just by hearing about the qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, madguna sruti matrena mahi sarva guhasaye manogati ravichinna yatha gangamba sombuto. Manogati, his mind will just flow like river, just like river flows towards the ocean. Although there are hundreds of obstacles, river flows towards the ocean. Yesterday our Gaurisharan Prabhu was saying, right? It was just going towards the ocean. Similarly, although there are hundreds of obstacles, the devotee's manogati, his mind, will just constantly think about Krishna. It's just like a river, it flows towards the lotus feet of Krishna. And that happens only by hearing. Madguna sruti matrena, just by hearing my glorious qualities, this will happen. So this is the verse by Kapil Dev. And one will be able to conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What else can one achieve? Right? Conquering the unconquerable Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate result that one gets just by hearing the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnane prayasa mudapasyanamanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita srutigatam tanuvan manobhir e prayaso jitadito pyasitaistri lokyam jnane prayasam udapasya, not bhakti udapasya. Udapasya means just giving up. So by giving up one's endeavor to cultivate speculative knowledge of jnana, jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva, just by offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord, offering obeisances to the process of hearing, right? How is that? We will discuss later. Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam, one has to lead his life by san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam, Supreme Lord's glories, when a devotee is describing them, one has to hear. Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam, that's how one has to spend his life. Sthane sthita, one need not change his position. Sthane sthita. So this is the beautiful verse which is spoken by Brahmaji, and this appears in the discussion between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was rejecting all the proposals put forward by Ramananda Rai till he spoke this verse. Dhyane prayasa madapasya. So earlier Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashram. That is the first rejected process by Mahaprabhu. And here sthane sthita, it is again indicating Varnashram. You can stay in your position, but do this. Sruti gatam tanuvan manobhir. You have to hear the glories of Krishna katha. Sruti gatam. How? Tanuvan manobhir. By your body, by your mind, by your words, you have to glorify Krishna. How is that? We'll see again. If that happens, if you are dedicating your life, your body, your mind, your words for the glorification of Krishna, then ye prayaso jita jitopyasi taistri lokyam, then the unconquerable Lord will be conquered. Gaur Krishna Prabhu was explaining this just few days back. Bina talvarka, even without fighting only, he will be defeated. Right? So you don't have to fight. You can just conquer the Supreme Lord without any fight. How? Just by hearing about him. So, Acharyas very nicely are explaining this verse. For non-devotees, this Tanuvan Manobhir is referring to the word Ajita. Lord is Ajita for non-devotees. Right? So, non-devotees do not engage there with Tanu, Vak and Mano in glorification of Krishna. So, Lord remains Ajita for them. He is not conquered. But for devotees, Lord becomes conquered. So, that Tanuvan Manobhir is referring to Namanta. Devotees offer obeisances to the process of hearing through their body, mind and words. Understand? Devotees are offering obeisances, namanta, to the process of hearing through their body, mind and words. Right? then the Lord becomes Jita, conquered. So Krishna and Krishna's Tanuvan Manobhir are also conquered by the devotee. Another explanation. So Krishna's Tanuvan Manobhir, Krishna's body is conquered by the devotee who hears. How? Krishna's body is conquered because he always remains on the side of pure devotees. Then Krishna's words are conquered because Krishna is always eager to chant the glories of his devotees. Mahaprabhu chants the glories of Ramananda Rai, right? And Krishna orchestrates so many incidents in Bhagavatam so that the devotee will be glorified. So Krishna's words are conquered because he always chants the glories of his devotees. And Krishna's mind is conquered because he always thinks about his devotees. He speaks to Dhruvaras Muni. So by hearing process, you will conquer Krishna, his body, his mind, his words. Right? By dedicating your body, your mind and your words to the process of hearing Krishna Katha. Right? So these are the explanations. And now Tanuvan Manobhir. How to glorify Krishna? By Tanuvan Manobhir. By body, mind and words. By mind, one can think about Krishna. That is also glorification of Krishna. By words, one can obviously speak about Krishna. That is directly glorification of Krishna. It is understood. But by body, by one's bodily actions also, one can glorify Krishna. That's what is mentioned here. So even by one's actions, one can glorify Krishna. Basically, whatever we do in the process of devotional service in our sadhana bhakti is a glorification of Krishna. Okay, whether he speaks about Krishna in the mic or not, he is glorifying Krishna if he is performing the devotional service. So Lord Shiva glorified Krishna without speaking a single word about the qualities of Krishna. So when Durvasa Muni came to test all these people, Bhrugumuni comes to test Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, who is superior. Then Shiva, when Bhrugumuni approaches Shiva and he kind of criticizes Shiva, you are like unclean person, you are just putting some ashes on your face and then you are just wearing skull garlands, you are unclean, like that he kind of criticized Shiva. And Shiva becomes angry. He just takes his trident to kill Durvasa Muni. And Parvati comes, he is your brother. Please don't harm him. Okay, let him go. So Shiva was not offended by Bhrugumuni's words. Right? Shiva could control the blasphemous words of Daksha. Right? Why can't he control his anger when Bhrugumuni was chastising him? So the explanation is given that Shiva became angry only so that Vishnu will be glorified. Right? If I become angry, my inferior position is revealed and Vishnu's superior position is revealed. So he will not become angry. Even if Bhrugumuni kicks on his chest, Vishnu will not become angry. So he should be glorified. Let me become angry now so that I will be eliminated from this competition only. Right? My exhibition of anger will be a disqualification for my being considered as someone who is great also. So he just eliminated himself by showing anger. Just by his action, he glorified Krishna. And even Shiva's getting bewildered by Mohini Murti is ultimately glorification of Krishna. Right? Krishna just exhibited the form of Mohini Murti and he bewildered even great Shiva. Right? So that is a glorification of Krishna. And after getting bewildered also, Shiva just constantly glorifies Supreme Lord. He glorified me. Maya, you are my wife only. You could never conquer me. But he conquered me. So like that, he just glorified. So Shiva, through his actions, he was glorifying Krishna. And all the dedicated services that the devotees are doing in parampara is just a glorification of Krishna. Deity worship is a glorification of Krishna. Although Pujari need not speak anything, still, just by the fact that he is cooking so many times, six times in a day, and then offering so many offerings to the deities, that is a glorification of Krishna. Which other person will just accept so many offerings like this? On festival days, 100 offerings, 200 offerings, 1,000 offerings. He will accept. Who is worshipful like this? Right? Six times arati. To dress our own selves, we need 1 minute or 2 minutes. And if morning attendance gets late, right, we dress ourselves in half minute only. But to dress Krishna, we need two hours, 3 hours. And even that is also not sufficient. Or half 15 minutes is cut. So that is basically the expression of a devotee to dress Krishna nicely. And that attitude of devotee to worship Krishna, or to feed Krishna, or to dress Krishna nicely for long amount of time, That is a glorification of Krishna, right? Through one's actions, one glorifies Krishna. Through one's words, one glorifies Krishna. Through one's mind, one glorifies Krishna. And this is the only way to conquer Krishna. To conquer the body, mind, and words of Krishna. So the glorification of Krishna is not that thing which one personally does. One who takes pleasure when others are glorifying Krishna is also very much appreciated, and that is very important. And that is considered the highest, as we discussed some time back. The highest thing is to engage others in speaking about Krishna, right? In that purport, Chakravarti Bhat says, Kuti Maharani says, Srinvanti Gayanti Ghrananti Abhikshnasaha Smaranti Nandanti Tava Ihitam Janaha. One who takes pleasure when others are glorifying Krishna will advance more than the person who is glorifying, and he goes to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord achirena, in a very short time. Achirena tavakam bhava pravahu paramam padambujam. Kunti Maharani says, paravatanya dhritasarasa chakravaka datyuha hamsa sukatitri barhinamya kolahalo viramate chiramatramuchir bhringadipe harikathami vagayamane. All the beautiful birds which are making beautiful sounds, right, which are very attractive to the ear, they just maintain a low profile. Chiramatramuchir, they just take a back seat. When the beautiful bumblebee comes and starts glorifying Krishna, and it's not glorifying Krishna also, it's just making some sound. Harikatham iva gayamane. The sound that the bumblebee is making is resembling Krishna Katha, and all the other great birds are just maintaining low profile and then allowing that bee to glorify. Harikatham iva gayamane. Like that. And even in Mahaprabhu's Leelas also, Mahaprabhu spoke Krishna Katha, and for a significant amount of time, significant number of times, Mahaprabhu was hearing from devotees only. The glorification of Krishna, Mahaprabhu was hearing from other devotees. He's allowing others to speak. I will sit and hear. You speak. Sarvam Bhattacharya, you speak. Ramananda, you speak. Nityananda Prabhu, you speak. I will hear. So, one who takes pleasure when others are glorifying Krishna will also advance. Like that. So, the final product of hearing about Krishna Katha, final result, is also a inclination or an interest to glorify his devotees. Srutasya pumsam sujara shramasya nanvandasa suri bhiridi tortha tattat gunanu sravanam mukunda padaravindam hradayeshu yesham. Here, beautiful verse from third canto, it says, persons who are hearing from a bona fide spiritual master for a long time about Krishna should also hear about devotees from devotees. And Chakravarti Pad says that the result of glorifying Krishna or hearing about Krishna is a tendency or an inclination to glorify his devotees also, to hear about his devotees also. So hearing about devotees is also as good as hearing about Krishna. That's why Mahaprabhu heard about Madhavendrapuri for a long time. Next week we are celebrating Chandanyatra. We are beginning Chandanyatra. That is actually glorification of Madhavendrapuri. So to commemorate or to celebrate Madhavendrapuri's devotion towards Krishna, we are celebrating Chandanyatra for 21 days. Like that. That reminds us of glorification of Madhavendrapuri. Thank you all very much. Ganatharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. This is fast.